commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
I'm back from my vacation in Las Vegas, and I've seen that city through the eyes of a first-time visitor. Now, I already knew that people aren't who they are in real life when they're in Las Vegas. That guy in the casino with $4,000 worth of chips in front of him isn't really a high roller. It's more likely he's maxed out his credit card. And the 20-something woman in the 4-inch heels and the skin-tight dress isn't really Mariah Carey's younger sister. She's dieted for 2 months and probably has a desk job back home. What I wasn't expecting was that the Las Vegas experience isn't really about the place at all. It's about pretending you're somewhere else. Las Vegas tries to recreate Paris with a 2/3 size version of the Eiffel Tower. Nice, pleasant, but it's part of a casino that also comes with a fake and silly-looking Arc de Triomphe. The Excalibur tries to recreate a medieval castle. It's a fail. The Flamingo looks like a beach house. It's 500 miles away from the nearest ocean. New York, New York is a casino with a Brooklyn Bridge and a mock-up of the Statue of Liberty. Even my hotel, Luxor, looks like an Egyptian pyramid. It amazes me that a city that has so much going for it, the best shows, the glitziest casinos, stellar weather for late March, spends a lot of effort making its visitors feel like they're somewhere else. That was my biggest Vegas misperception. A year ago, I took my end-of-winter vacation in New Orleans, a city that I intended to go back to this year. And I love New Orleans after Mardi Gras in late March, when the rowdies have gone home. I get an overnight train ride, good food, 2 days of betting the horses at fairgrounds, and I get to travel around by streetcar. I like all of that. It's a city that really is unique. But this year, my tax refund was smaller, and my vacation kitty called for an inexpensive trip. No one beats Vegas on price. The round-trip airfare and 3 nights hotel was less than lodging alone in New Orleans. Vegas pricing is based on the assumption that many guests will be losers at the casinos. I am happy to report that my blackjack losses were modest. I was a heavy hitter at the buffet, I enjoyed the 2 shows that I saw, and I went swimming in 90-degree weather. All very nice. So who cares where here is?